surely yours. If you hear God's voice and obey by faith, you will be fruitful and prosper. In this message, Pastor encourages that surely God will help you.
Today is November 1st. Glory to God. November 1st, the 11th month, God's brought us thus far. We didn't make it on our own. We entered this month because of God's grace, God's mercy, God's goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say hallelujah 11 times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you counting? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It was an 11-day journey that God wanted the children of Israel to take to enter the promised land. But because of their unbelief, they stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. Tonight, trust the Lord at His promises. The journey will be short. You will enter your promises fast when you trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord and just obey. 11th month is also symbolic of the fact, Genesis 11, the children of Israel chose to build a tower called the Tower of Babel during the time of Nimrod. An act of rebellion against God. Unbelief, rebellion stops you from enjoying the blessings of God. So it is important that you stay obedient to God to enjoy the promises of God. You don't live your Christian life by your terms. Amen. You live your Christian life on the terms of God, according to His word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Whoever is led of the Spirit is a son of God. If the Spirit of God is to lead you, He has to know that you will obey Him. You will obey His promptings. You will obey His word. You will obey what He whispers to you. No matter how small, how big it is, you obey. And you enjoy the fruit. If my people are willing and obedient, the Bible says in Isaiah 1, 19th verse, they will enjoy the fruit of the land. Isaiah 1, verses 19, sorry. If my people are willing and obedient, they will enjoy the fruit of the land. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, be willing to obey the Lord, and you will enjoy the of God. Amen. I didn't know the time go by, so I did not know how to get into the word now, because we just have about 10-15 minutes. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 20 speaks about the vineyard owner coming out and looking for servants, and even the ones that came in the 11th hour, the 11th month, they received the full day's wages. Every blessing that you missed out all the 10 months of this year, even if you choose to obey the Lord and step into the vineyard to serve Him, everything will be given to you by the owner of the vineyard, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God will give it to you. You won't go empty-handed. The 11th hour means the last hour of the day. The 11th hour is the last hour. When it looks like time has run out, but you're going to just stand there, nothing happened for you this year, you're going to go back empty-handed. But in the last hour, the 11th hour of the day, the master of the vineyard gives them the full wages. Glory to God. We serve a faithful God. We serve a good God. His name is Jesus. Lift your hands and trust the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 11 is a chapter on faith. It's 11th, the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. The 11th hour of the book of Hebrews is a chapter on faith. And we've been dealing with, or the Lord has been dealing with us on the importance of trusting Him and moving in faith. Glory to God. The father of our faith, Abraham. Hebrews chapter 11 dedicates a huge portion of the scripture to Abraham. Genesis 22 speaks about how when God told Abraham to go and sacrifice his son, his only son, his beloved son. God was looking to see whether Abraham would stretch his faith. He trusted God to receive from God Isaac. Now God is asking Abraham to go and sacrifice his son. You know, God looks to see whether you will stretch your faith, whether you will still obey, whether you will still step out in faith. Sometimes faith is a risk, but not risking is also a risk. There's a bigger chance you will succeed if you take that risk of trusting God. Because that kind of trust is needed in the Lord to move you to your prophetic destiny. You step into your prophetic destiny by faith. Abraham, not knowing where he was going, he stepped out by faith. God was looking. You just sitting there and calculating and everything having to be logical and everything to having an answer. It's not faith. One insane move, not knowing where he's called to go, Abraham stepped out in faith because he trusted in the one who called him. One insane move of faith can change the course of your life, can affect your generations, can change the trajectory of your life and your generations. I remember that step of faith that I took to follow Jesus. I was just 20 years old. Even 20 year olds, not at this time, 32 years back, to step out full time to serve the Lord was not heard in our family, full time. My uncle was a preacher, he was preaching at that time. But full time, full dedication, letting go of everything to follow the Lord, not sure. People said, listen, how are you going to live? Didn't have a congregation. How are you going to live? Who will marry you? See, sometimes you stop to think and calculate, but that's not faith. I just chose to step out. Not knowing where your next meal is going to come from. Well, my parents are good. I'm staying with them. That is true. But it's a step of faith. Glory to God. Abraham stepped out in faith. 3 days' journey. And his darling boy is to be kept on that altar. His darling boy is to be kept on the altar. If it was today, maybe I would fail that test. I did not know. If God asked me to give up and place my boy on that altar, I cannot confidently say I'll do that. I might fail that test. But he obeyed because he knew even if that boy sacrificed, given to God, God can bless him and God can raise up that boy back to life. Look at that. And look at that boy, the darling boy, nearly 33 years old, Isaac. He obeyed. He obeyed. The father's got a knife and a fire in his hand and says, lie down, boy. Let me tie you up. He obeyed. How many generations will obey? But God was looking. God looks at your faith. The 11th month, take that step of faith. See, Abraham's faith is such that he cannot discuss it with his wife. He cannot deliberate it with his friends. Ask somebody's advice. You cannot speak with your colleague or with your parents about this. There are no discussions on this. If there are discussions, you will never make that move. If I had discussions with people around me, should I step out full time to serve Jesus? I would never move up. Nobody's going to encourage me and say, do it. Will you stretch your faith tonight? To step out for God at 20 years old. From my family, it was a big risk. How will you live? But when Abraham obeyed and stepped out in faith, Genesis 22 and verse 17. Genesis 22 and verse 17. Look at that. God saw his faith. And then what did God say?
That in blessing I will bless thee.
And that in blessing I will bless thee.
And in multiplying I will multiply thy seed.
And in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some blessings comes, blessings for you and for your generations come through faith when you step out. We are blessed today because of Abraham's faith. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, you're going to be a blessed man and blessed woman if you will put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to make that move. Hallelujah. Do you have those moves? The move of faith. Esther chapter 4. She had to make that move of faith. Because nobody can go to the king's presence unless the king calls them. But she knew if she kept silent, the entire generation of Jews would be destroyed. She fasted, she prayed, and she stepped forward in faith. And the king said, half of my kingdom belongs to you. My favor is upon me. See, sometimes when you step out in faith, favor comes to you. Favor comes for people who move in faith. Half of the kingdom, I'll give it to you, king says. You step out in faith. Her move saved an entire generation. Just because you obey Jesus and choose to follow him and worship him according to God's word, the Holy Bible, your generations will be blessed. Your move can bless your family. The trajectory of your generations. I think I was the first in my family to surrender full time for the Lord's work. Full time. But today there are many. You don't have to move for yourself, but you have to move for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, move out of that same rented house that you've been staying for 30 years. Step out. Pastor, this building, my great-grandfather built, our office has been on this for the last 75 years. It's not something to applaud. Step out from there. Do something bigger. Glory to God. It's easy to sit in a comfortable spot, sip your tea and worship God. Listen to a nice sermon, take notes. But somewhere, at some point, it comes between you and Jesus to take a decision to say, I will step out. I'm tired of this situation that I am in. I'm going to step out. Throw away that 20-year-old toothbrush. You've been brushing your teeth for 20 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Same bucket. See, our God is not a God of stagnation. Our God is not a static God. God is on the move. And so is His church. Sometimes you have your old dresses all piled up. Give it away. Take a risk. Let God bring in something new into your life. God will never honor you with stagnation. God will honor you with fruitfulness when you step out in faith. Don't look at your bank account and step out. Are you with me? You can never step out if you look at your bank account. We could never buy that land that we bought for the church if you looked at our bank account. But look to the word of God. There has to be a word from God that is hitting your soul. God will never allow you to be put to disgrace if you move in faith. I want to look at somebody and say, stop standing, stop sitting, and make a move. Glory to God. Look at somebody else and say, stop standing, stop sitting, and make a move. Make a move. Make a move. Matthew 14, verse 22. Jesus walked on the water, came to the boat. The disciples said, Lord, if it is you, Jesus said, come. Peter stepped out. He made the move. You know, can you imagine the rest of the disciples sitting and saying to Peter, hey, Peter, don't do it. You're human. He's God. Don't try it. We know your mother. We know your mother-in-law. He's God. He can walk on water. You can't. You know, there are times when, you know, there are different voices that come. I teach about faith and somebody will tell you, hey, that pastor is from a good family. Yeah? He can speak about faith because after all, he's from that family. He's got a big church. He's got people around. He can speak about faith. You don't listen to that. And you listen to God's word. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Peter, don't move, Peter. Just stay here. You're a fisherman. You're anointed to fish, not walk on the water. But Peter said, I don't care what you say. Because I heard a word saying, come. I heard a word saying, come. I'm stepping out of this boat because I heard a word. You hear a word and step out. Even if you sink, Jesus is closer than your breath. He is closer than your breath. You will not go down. He will lift you up. See, anytime you make a move, there are challenges. The boisterous wind came. Peter took his eyes off the Lord and looked at that wind. And he began to sink. Anytime you obey the Lord, there are boisterous noises, sounds that tries to distract you. But keep your focus upon Jesus Christ, the pioneer and the perfecter of your faith. He will never allow you to drown because you heard a word. Never make a move out of a competitive spirit or selfishness or to prove a point. You will go down. Oh, that brother just built a 4-bedroom house. I have to build a 7-bedroom house. Don't do it. You are not planted on earth to compete with anybody. You are placed on this earth to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him, and to obey Him. Glory to God. So you don't move because somebody else did it or somebody else said that, or you feel competitive, you're feeling envious, you're feeling your personal ambition is coming on, and then you want to... No, no, no. Your move has to be based on a personal word from God. Heaven and earth might pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Glory to God. I watch over my word. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1, verse 12, I watch over my word to perform it, God says. Faith is more than what you say. Faith is evident in what you do, your action. Saying is important. Confession is important. We have learned that. But it's an action. Don't compare your life with somebody else. Are you with me? The sun and the moon, they're not going to compare themselves. Both of them shine when it is their turn. Hallelujah. God has to see your faith. Jesus saw the faith of those 4 people who let down that paralytic man before him. It doesn't matter how many times you failed. Get up. God is looking at you. The righteous man may fall 7 times, but he will get up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that God does is in response to faith. See, Jesus healed many. How many of you believe that Jesus can heal anybody? But you know, whenever somebody was healed by Jesus, Jesus never said, I healed you. Jesus said, your faith. Your faith healed you. Can you imagine that? The Lord told me, son, when you pray for healing, it's not you who's going to heal. It's their faith. The healing anointing is upon you. If they have faith, whatever the sickness is broken. You got to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Hear the word of the Lord. Step out in faith. Do something even when your wife disagrees with you. See, because women are more careful than men. They will never allow you to take a risk. But never fall for emotional talk. You know, when I stepped out to serve the Lord and I said, Lord, I want you to use me to the ends of the earth. And then, you know, there would be invitations that come in from North India to go and preach. And my mother would say, you don't have to go there. You can preach here in Kerala. You don't have to go all the way to North India to some village to preach. about the love of Jesus. You stay here. She said it out of her love. Even now, you know, I'm supposed to be flying out somewhere. She said, you don't have to go there. I remember there was this beautiful portion of land that I saw, and I was stirred up in my spirit to trust in God and move forward with that. And then that was years back, and my wife said, Nana, should we? So I'm looking for encouragement, amen, from my wife, and I didn't get that. And that land went away. And I was so upset. And I was sitting in prayer. The Lord said, son, I spoke to you, not to her. And why are you taking confirmation with her when I spoke to you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let it be known about you that you are a man of faith, a woman of faith, somebody who trusts in Jesus Christ. That is important for your salvation. Don't let rebellion, disobedience keep you from your blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you still with me tonight? Amen. Is this helping somebody tonight? So the month of November, the 11th month, you've been hearing about faith. Take that step of faith at His word. And certain scriptures, I'm just going to give it to you, which I wanted to preach a message called The Surelies of God. We don't have time for that. But just the scripture, Mark chapter 15, verse 39. Surely, Mark 15, verse 39, it says there in the NIV version, and when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. It is that centurion who was there when Jesus was arrested in that garden. He saw Judas betraying him. He saw Peter cutting off the ear of somebody, all the disciples running away. He saw all that. The same centurion saw Jesus being flogged. He was in charge of seeing him flogged. Same centurion saw him standing trial before Pilate. Heard the shouts of crucify him, crucifying being said about Jesus. People reviling him, insulting him. The crown of thorns being placed on him. People spitting on his face. The centurion saw all that. He saw on the cross Jesus praying and saying, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He saw how Jesus handled that. And when Jesus gave up his spirit, and when the curtain in the temple was torn in two, the centurion looked at the crucified body of Jesus and said, surely he was the Son of God. Your faith has to be based on the surely that Christ is indeed the Son of God. The only way of our salvation, that His blood is sufficient for the forgiveness of your sin, for your curse being broken, for you to have peace with God, for you to have access with God, for you to have favor with God. Christ Jesus is sufficient for you. Surely means certainly. The certainty of it, the infallibility of it, undoubtedly, surely, is the Son of God. Are you convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the only way of salvation? Then you are saved. Romans 14:11 says, every knee shall bow. Surely every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Christ, is Lord. Surely. Acts 10:47. When the Spirit of God fell on the day of in the house of Cornelius. Surely who can forbid them from the waters of baptism? You cannot. If you say you're filled with the Spirit, you have to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into Jesus Christ. In the waters of baptism. That's the surely of God. Certainty of God. If you've done that, let me give you a promise. Psalms 54 verse 4 says, surely God is my help. He will help you. Month of November, He will help you. Put your faith, your trust, when you step out in faith on the surely of God. My God will help me. He will see me through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Surely God is my help. Say that with me. Surely.
Surely.
God is my help.
God is my help.
Surely,
surely
God is my help.
God is my help.
Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. The NIV worship. Psalms 5:12. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. It's a surely. You're stepping out in faith. Be convinced of the surelies of God. Surely the Lord will bless the righteous. He blesses the righteous. Amen. Favor shall surround them like a shield. Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalms 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely. There is something chasing you. It's not a wild dog. It's the goodness and the mercy of God. Glory to God. Proverbs 23 verse 18. The AMPC and the KJV. For surely there is an end. And thine expectation shall not be cut off. Surely there is an end. End to your sickness, enter your bondage, enter your sorrow, enter your affliction. Surely there's an end. And your expectation won't be. Surely. You've got to be convinced of the surelies of God and step out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Psalms 91 verse 3. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely. Whoa. Glory to God. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord's presence will deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from every noisome pestilence. The Lord will deliver me. And Revelations 22 verse 20. And I close with that. It says there, surely.
He which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Surely the Lord says, I come quickly. Jesus will come again. He died for you 2,000 years ago. But surely, no matter what people say. Are you with me? In the last days there shall be scoffers, mockers, who will say, hey, where is the Lord? He said he'll come. Nothing has happened. But the Bible says he will surely come. He will surely come. Amen. Glory to God. So because he'll surely come, so much, should I just chuma sit? No. Whatever God has called you to do, do it. Because there'll be two in the field. One will be taken up. Both of them are buying the field, taking care of the field. One of them will be taken up. He's in the Lord. Don't waste your time. Don't be lazy. Don't just say, okay, I know the Lord will come. I just chumas it. No. Do all that God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Surely the Lord will come.